This man had great increase in his land. You could say a rich man. He was able to build bigger barns. Luke, and in the 12th chapter, 13th verse, says, "One of the company said unto Master, which speak to my brother that he divide his inheritance with me?" Yeah, I thought about that sometimes. Mm-hmm. Look at someone and look at their wealth and say, they ought to have to give me half of that. I could use that. They're not even close to using that kind of money. My dad and the Elwells grew up with some of the Burkles, owned some of the big grocery stores, and they can't even begin to spend all their money. Lord, make them give some of that to me. I'd like to have some of that. I could use a new car. I could use an extra bedroom for the kids. It's the way we think. It's the way our minds are. It's where we put our value. It's natural. It's what's all around us continually. And he responded to him, and he talked about this man's life. Talked about being, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesseth." And he spake a parable unto them, and saying, "The ground of a certain rich man brought forth plentiful. And he thought within him, saying, what shall I do, because I have no room there to bestow my fruits? And he said, this will I do, I'll pull down my barns and build greater. And there will I bestow all my fruits and all my goods. And I'll say to my soul, soul, thou hast much goods laid up for many years. Take thine ease, eat, drink, and be merry. But God said unto him, thou fool, this night thy soul shall be required of thee. Then whose shall those things be which thou hast provided? So is he that layeth up treasure for himself and is not rich toward God." The word that sticks out to me says rich toward God. And I have one that wants to give to me the riches that he has. My brother and my neighbor that's got all the barns, he's not interested in sharing with me. He worked for that and he wants that. And there's a reason why he keeps building it and growing it. But I have a God who desires to share with me His richness. He says that He'll provide far and above and beyond. When you ask for wisdom, when you ask for inspiration, when you ask for the truly wealthy things, what did Solomon say? He desired the wisdom. And because he desired a good thing, I'll add all these things to it. When I begin to value, what is another thing that Christ told us? Seek ye first the kingdom of heaven. Make this what you value most. Above everything else.
Yeah.
He's going to meet the needs and the things that we have in our life when we acquire the rich things of God.
Yeah.
When we seek and we dive down and we find the close and the deep places.
Yeah.
He went on to say, he said, "Therefore I send you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat, neither for the body, what you shall put on. This life is more than meat, and the body is more than raiment. Consider the ravens, for they neither sow nor reap, which neither have storehouse nor barn, and God feedeth them. How much more are ye better than the fowls?"
Yeah.
Oh, the birds, we shoo them away from our food. The flies, get away. I'm trying to eat this. How much greater? God put the living soul within us to communicate with and to share with and to reveal Himself to. Oh, and Christ looked upon him and those that questioned his motivations and those that he sat with. And he said, those that are whole don't need a physician. Those that are rich and got all the wealth and don't see their need, they don't need me. But if they could only see through the eyes of Christ.
Yeah.
The depravity, the poorness, the lack of wealth, the hardship, the prisons, the wounds, the heartache.
Yeah.
And he had so much to offer. So much willing to give. He said, "And which of you taking thought can add to his stature one cubit?" You ever think sometimes we could improve upon the riches of God?
Yeah.
Lord, if you do it my way, this would be so much better.
Yeah.
And if you could, it would be so much more beautiful if we did it this way.
Yeah.
Who, by taking thought? I can't begin to add to the wealth and the beauty. It's as I submit and I yield myself to what it is He has for me in my life. It's as I say, "Lord, Your way and not my way. Let me lose my life. Let me not value myself. Let me esteem this higher than anything else, and I'll begin to find." What did he say here? He talked about the lilies, how they grow. They don't toil and they don't spin. Don't put a lot of effort into it, but their beauty radiates. Sounds like entering in. Laboring to enter into this rest,
yeah,
to exemplify and reveal the beauty of God.
Lord bless.
Revelation's in the third chapter. Sometimes we think about the world that's around us, have loved ones and those that need the Lord. They need beautiful and rich people around them that are willing to share and show the beauty of what they found. Sometimes we feel like maybe it's the silver and the gold, and there are times when we give of our means. But we need the true beauty, the true wealth, the true value of something that doesn't take them from this small hardship, but now carries them through all of the things that they have in life. Well, I've got problems. Who else has problems? We all have our share. We have our burdens. We have our places in life to walk in. But I would dare say this afternoon that the bigger the problem, the deeper the value, the harder the tears, the deeper the wealth, the more beautiful it is when God gets done with it. You know, think about that. I went out here and we were driving around and there's this bare patch of ground and just some brown grass and maybe a lot of time, and then you come out here and it's nice to sit in the courtyard in the beauty of something that has been tended to and cared for. Sometimes the places that are the most rocky, that bring us the most tears, are the places where God has revealed the greatest wealth, the greatest beauty. And usually the reason is it's because I've had to fully die out to me. If the mountain's not as big, I walked half of it by my own strength. But when I'm at my wit's end, and all I can do is fall on my knees and say, Lord, help me, then I begin to see the beauty and the magnificence of who God is, the rich places. Then when I come across my brother, my sister, my family members, my cousins, and they're facing the hardships of life, I've got something to share with you. I want to tell you about something. And then I got to tell about the part of kin that I'd rather keep covered up. See, I had this problem. Oh, you had a problem. You had that problem. I didn't know you had that problem. Oh, yeah, I did. But let me tell you about it. And this is what the Lord did for me. Let me share with you the beauty of my Savior. I didn't lift myself up by my own bootstraps, but He came and He ministered to me. And He showed Himself. And He's going to do the same thing for you in your life. Talked about this individual faith this morning. What makes our faith take hold? It's when it's been exercised. Been through some things. Revelation's in the third chapter here. Says the 14th verse, and unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then because thou art lukewarm, neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, poor, blind, and naked, I counsel thee. That's an important word. He's saying, I'm going to share something with you. I counsel this to you. This is the Spirit of the Lord. Buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, thou mayest be clothed, and to the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eyesalve, that thou mayest see. This gold tried in the fire. It's not in the gentle times. And sometimes the Lord gives us rest, gives us times to refresh, and we heard the message last night about renewing and refreshing. But this gold found in the fire. When the children of Israel, three Hebrew children, had to go in the fire, had to make a stand for God, had to lay down maybe their dreams and their hopes and go through what God had for them, do you think they ever forgot the beauty of that moment as the flames crackled around, they turned the furnace way up, and the experience they found that day? It took some faith to take that stand. But their faith, because of the start, the foundation of it, built from that and from there and from those things, we can find greater and deeper places because it's been tested, because it's been tried and found. When you work for something, And there are times we value what we're given. But when we have to work for something, there is a greater value for it. When I have to spend my own money and my own tears and my own sweat, I care for it a little differently than if it's just offhand. Yeah. These things in our relationship with God, I appreciate those that have gone before. Yeah. I appreciate the testimony as they testify the beauty and the wealth of God. Amen. But for me to value those things like they did, I'm going to have to experience some of the same fire that they experienced. I'm not going to be able to have the same treasure and to value it until they have allowed the Lord to bring me. Sometimes in our human nature, it's easier to say, I'm rich. I don't need anything. Life is good. I like the way things are right now. Just as soon it stay this way. In our own efforts, we can keep ourselves in that place. We can keep ourselves in a place where we are satisfied with where we are. Yeah. But if we'll listen to the voice of the Lord and we will honor that by faith,
amen,
putting ourselves out there, extending myself, laying down of my comfort zone, yeah, then the Lord's able to take me through some fire and begin to reveal some deeper things. Yeah. And do you know these wealthy places, valuable places, once you've been there, you look back, you think, oh, I thought I had it good before. But this is something brand new.
Yeah.
This is something so much more beautiful and so much more rich. Lord, I didn't know you had this. Didn't know I could experience this. But it's a greater and a greater measure of who He is poured out in our life as we by faith yield ourselves and lay down of who we are. Yeah. Here in 1 Peter and in the first chapter, the third verse, it says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which according to His abundant mercy hath begotten us again unto a lively hope by the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead, to an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you, who are kept by the power of God through faith unto salvation, ready to be revealed in the last time, wherein you greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, you are in heaviness through manifold temptations. Didn't say one, it didn't say two, didn't say three, it said a manifold of trials. Yeah. You ever heard of a perfect storm? That's the kind when all everything comes together at once and it's such a force that there's no way you could withstand. Uh-huh. In our industry and work in the RV industry, we had a perfect storm. Credit crisis, fuel crisis, and house crisis, and the whole thing collapsed. Uh-huh. Couldn't withstand all that pressure. Uh-huh. But in the manifold of trial, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. Yeah. Why is that? Oh, I've experienced Him here, but I can't even begin to comprehend what it'll be to come face to face with the one in every trial and in the manifold time of struggle that He was there talking to my heart.
Yeah.
Leading me step by step, showing me the way, not saying, oh, go figure it out, but come this way a little farther. Uh-huh. You can withstand this. I have for you what you need to face this. And when you get through with it, on the other side, we're going to have something very rich for you to enjoy.
Yeah.
No wonder in Revelations it says they'd fall on their knees and they'd cast their crowns and cry, holy, holy, holy.
Yeah.
Because if it hadn't been for you, Lord, I wouldn't be here. Uh-huh. If it hadn't been for your witness to me,
yeah,
your consolation, the times in the quiet and nobody understood. You met my heart and you witnessed to me and you showed you were true to me and you revealed all of your beauty and all of your rich. Lord, it's crowned and I'm not worthy to carry it. You hold it for me. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be here. Oh, the manifestation in our heart when we begin to see Jesus Christ in our moment of struggle. Everything else begins to fade away. Oh, the wealth and the riches of this world doesn't carry any weight.
has no lasting glory. It's gravel in the mouth at the end of your days. Oh, but this is something that as I pass from death unto life everlasting. Oh, to look upon His face and to remember. I'm going to remember those times. They won't be lost in what I was on earth. I'll remember the times that He revealed who He was to my heart. And He demonstrated His power and His mercy and His grace and brought me from where I was before to a brand new place. Yeah. Lifted my feet up and established who He was in my heart.
Yeah.
Oh, the rich and the beautiful places. Oh, value this afternoon these experiences with God. In our nature, we shy away. In our flesh, we say, let me stay in my comfort zone. But the Lord's saying, I have something for you.
Yeah.
Come see me a little clearer. Come witness my grace a little deeper.
Yeah.
I have a work for you. I have a message for you. I have a ministry for you. And I want to prepare you for that. Demonstrate to your heart what I have. Paul many times prayed that the eyes of their understanding would be enlightened. Because when you begin to see Jesus in this place, there's no way you can tear it from you.
Amen.
When you begin to have this relationship, you can't even begin to think about starting a day without Him there. Because I remember what yesterday was.
Yeah.
And when our eyes begin to be enlightened by who He is, He said here in 1 Corinthians in the 2nd chapter, and there were a number of places He talked about this. But He says, my brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. Now I was weak with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power. Our faith, the things that we put our wealth in, is not in man's wisdom and man's words. There's many places you can go that you can listen to motivation, to encourage you to go out and make the extra dollar and go the extra mile and be on fire to get the extra clients. There's many places you can go for this, but it passes away. It doesn't have any long and lasting motivation and impetus. He didn't come in the wisdom of men. He says that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God.
Yeah.
Howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes, none of the rich and beautiful of this world, for they had known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Oh, what a storehouse.
Yeah.
A God that can make this world and the ocean and its expansion. Can create the stars that they try to think, when did it flare that by now the light would be here that we could see it? And He spoke it into existence like this. And He said, even in all that, He even told us to look upon nature and see the handiwork and the magnificence of God.
Yeah.
See me in what I've created. But even in all that, it still has it in into your heart, the very deep things that I have for you.
Amen.
The rich things that you can't see with your natural eyes.
Amen.
That no man can experience except he find this place.
Yeah.
What does one scripture say? Unless a corn of wheat fall on the ground and die, it abideth alone. Oh, but when we let it die, when we lay ourselves down.
Yeah.
Now when we go and commune, let's walk around this garden.
Yeah.
Oh, the Garden of Eden, God created all that.
Yeah.
And we think about what it is to experience that. But you've got a Garden of Eden in your heart this very afternoon. And the Lord wants to walk and commune in there. Do you remember this and this thing? Do you remember this time? And oh, let's go sit under the shade of this tree. And oh, look at the flesh that had to die. But look at the beauty of what God raised up from that. Deep things, rich things, beautiful things have it entered into the heart of the man that God hath prepared for them that love Him. For God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Oh, I'm thankful this afternoon that I'm not relying on men's wisdom. I'm thankful I'm not relying on a man to interpret everything for me and everything he thinks, that's all I get. but the deep things. I want to go beyond where others have gone. That's my desire, Lord. I want to have a relationship with You that only that no one else can even understand because of the depth of it.
Yeah.
But how do I do that?
Lord, help.
Except I yield and I lay myself and I step out on faith when He calls me.
Yeah.
And the fire gets hot. And the waves are crashing around.
Yeah.
And sometimes in our humanity we say, Lord, don't You care that I die?
Uh-huh.
Don't You see this?
Yeah.
Peace be still. Oh, Lord, wow.
Yeah.
You did this for me. And the calm comes, and the morning comes, and your relationship grows that much closer,
yeah.
That much sweeter,
Bible.
Beautiful. Reflection of who He is. How do I demonstrate to those that are around me this beauty in this rich, rich place? It's in the reflection of what God has done in our life. It's in the demonstration of a Spirit. It's in the revelation. What's one place He talks about working out your own salvation with fear and trembling? He says that in their day of visitation, that you might have been a representation of who I am, that it might have worked out of your life. Not so you could just go do whatever you want, your own salvation. It's be with fear and trembling that when those that are around you, in their time of visitation, the richness and the beauty of who I was and who I am shines out of your life. And you become the salt and the savor for those in your sphere of influence. Young people tonight, this afternoon, you want a rich life. You want to be beautiful. There's no greater beauty. There's no greater wealth. The rich man can sit on the same beach as I can, and our hearts be in far different places, experiencing the presence of the Creator. One who made me. And my thoughts go back over all the times I failed, all the times I've come short, and He bore me up, revealed Himself, loved me anyway, had mercy on me, renewed me, refreshed me, resurrected me in this place. And my heart is overwhelmed again and again. There's a scripture that talks about the potter and the clay. Sometimes we can get our life pretty messed up. We can get ourselves in some pretty good places and we think, I'll never be beautiful. I'll never be able to carry the wealth. But it says the potter worked a new vessel. We worked the clay. And when the potter makes something, it's perfect. It's beautiful. It represents the Creator. And oh, you know what? It may still have some of that color of where I was.
Yeah.
But do you know that's part of where the beauty comes from? Do you know where that's part of where the wealth comes from? Oh, I still got this, call it baggage if you will, from the mistakes that I've made.
Yeah.
But now they're a testimony to the glory of God of what He could do in my life.
Yeah.
And the demonstration of His faithfulness and His mercy to me. And as I deal with that maybe for all my days, He's able to reveal a deeper and a greater wealth, greater demonstration. Got problems? I got problems. But it just means God has a deeper wealth and a greater beauty to bestow on us. Pray for me.